Luke was before that just a normal 12-year-old, active, never had any problems, and went to take a shower around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I heard some noise up in there and went to check out what was he was doing. And he came out of the shower with a stunned look to his face and told me, "Mom, I'm afraid I'm dying."
Down on my knees again tonight.
Laid him down on the bed and thought maybe he just got dizzy in the shower, and at that point he stopped breathing.
I'm hoping this prayer will turn out right.
My oldest son called 911 and the paramedics came and worked on him for over an hour.
There is a boy that needs your help.
They defibrillated him several times and transported him then to Greenville Memorial to the pediatric emergency room.
His mother is tired. I'm sure you can understand.
I was at work and I got a call from my oldest son. It was at 2 o'clock on February 2nd of 2000, and there's a familiar voice on the other end and said, "Dad, you need to come home. Luke's not breathing."
Can you hear me? Am I getting through tonight?
You're never prepared for an event like this in your life. When it does occur, you thank the Lord for giving me the grace and mercy to get through a situation like this, because you really can't depend upon your own self to get you through.
That was our first time dealing with anything like that with the pediatric emergency room, and I'm very thankful they were there at that time.
Sometimes late at night, I watch him sleep.
How old was he? Was he 12 years old when this
happened? He was 12 years old when it happened.
Yeah, and up until then, he had no indications of any kind of problem.
Never had any indication, and they still don't have any indication what caused it. So it's one of those life's little mysteries that we don't know about.
I try to be strong and see.
He's come a long way in the 4 years that this has happened. He's gone from no hope to an encouragement to many others over this long journey.
Let him grow old.
Right now he's 6'1". He stands taller than I am. We went to an engagement a couple of weeks ago, and as we were coming into the doorway area, Luke noticed I was having a problem negotiating the power wheelchair that he has. As we get through the doorway, he looks at a fellow standing by and he says, "My dad's handicapped, not me." So his sense of humor hasn't been hurting since then.
Can you hear me? Am I getting through tonight?
If you ask Luke if he's handicapped, are you handicapped?
No.
What are you?
On the road to recovery.
On the road to recovery.
You can hear me. Let me take his place somehow. See, he's not just anyone. He's my son.
You know, you think, well, you look at the big building and say, wow, they have everything they need. But not really. There was a lot of machinery that Children's Miracle Network has provided for the children.
You don't prepare for these events, and you give little thought to the availability of Children's Hospital, and it can happen at any moment. And the function that they play in the community is very, very important.
Can you hear me?
He goes to speech therapy, physical and occupational, and he says they still haven't offered him a job for occupational therapy. So is the physical therapy hard?
Yeah, it's kind of the ups and downs.
You can hear me.
Special people get involved with Children's Hospital, and when you're involved with Children's Hospital, it helps you grow also.
See?
I'm proud that we have a place like Greenville Memorial, and we have a place for our kids, and they're striving to do better every day.
Can you?
If a child is going through something like this that you're going through, would you offer them words of encouragement?
Stick to it.
Stick to it.
Yeah.
He's my son.
Carol, Cliff, thank you very much. Luke,
thank you.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.